This is episode 40 of the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge. Hi again, everybody, and welcome to the Great Openings Podcast. Giving you a chance to see how much you know about pop and rock and roll music from the last, 35, 40 years. Can you identify five songs after hearing only the opening notes? And in this episode, it's a theme. So thanks for downloading, thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. And of course, all of our songs that are featured, the clues and the answers, are from our bonus question from our live music and entertainment trivia shows that we have every Saturday night. This episode's songs are from this past Saturday, which was February 14th, 2009. And you know what that was? That was Valentine's Day, which might give you just a little bit of a clue as to what our theme might be. Yeah, all five songs have something in common in their titles. Not one, but two words in common. So what say we get to it? We'll have a little bit of trivia about each of our featured songs when we give you the answers. But first, let's give you the clues. Song number one was from 1971. Hit number two, 1976. Hit number three from 1977. Hit number four, 1989. And hit number five from the year 2007. There are your clues. All of the songs have a theme, something in common, not one, but two words. And remember, this was our Valentine's Day edition from this past Saturday during our live trivia shows, music and entertainment trivia from the Trivia Factory. The answers are coming up in just a minute. Speaking of the Trivia Factory, something new, something kind of fun. And just kind of a sidelight kind of thing, but if you log on to our websites on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night, not only can you see where all of our live trivia shows are, but you can also view a live video webcast of some select trivia shows. Nicole and Mike, our trivia guru, our boss back at the home office, are both streaming live on our website the video and the audio from the shows, and there's a chat room that you can kind of log in to watch it. It's kind of fun. Not the best video quality all the time, but it's still fun to log in. Usually get a handful of people logging in, playing along, talking about the music and the questions in the chat rooms. And it's kind of fun. If only I had internet access from Wings and Things on Monday night, I would be streaming those shows as well. But in the meantime, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, log on to thetriviafactory.com. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see where the window pops up. The schedule is up there and the link for the chat rooms. Something new, something exciting from the Trivia Factory. Again, it's thetriviafactory.com. And certainly if you live in the Atlanta area or are visiting, we invite you to come out and play live trivia with us as well. And, of course, on Saturday nights, we do music and entertainment trivia. And the bonus is an audio bonus. And that's exactly what we bring you here on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, which means we're going to get to the answers right now. Hit number one this week, 1971. Yeah, went to number four on the charts. The seventh top 10 hit for Three Dog Night. Yeah, the song is It's an Old Fashioned Love Song. And it was written by Paul Williams, the well-known songwriter and actor. He appeared in movies like Smokey and the Bandit. He was a frequent guest star on TV shows like The Love Boat, and he also wrote the theme for The Love Boat. So he said he was on his way for a date one night when he got a call telling them that one of his songs had just gone gold. He said he walked into his girlfriend's house and said something like, "Kid did it again with another old-fashioned love song." And he said, "It just came out of me." And I went, "Wait a minute." He said he went over to her piano, he sat down, and it was the quickest song that ever he ever wrote. And he says it sounds like it, too. It's a very simple song. He said he wrote it in something like 20 minutes, and it ended up being a big hit. Hit number two this week from 1976. It's a number one hit for Paul McCartney and Wings. It's Silly Love Songs. Well, Paul McCartney reportedly wrote the song in response to a comment by John Lennon after the Beatles broke up. Lennon said something to the effect that the only songs that Paul McCartney wrote for the Beatles were, quote, silly love songs. So Paul McCartney wrote one. McCartney was once quoted as saying that the fact is, deep down, people are very sentimental. We don't like to show our emotions. We tend to sneer at that. And in the same way, people may not admit to liking love songs, but that's what they seem to crave. Hit number three this week. It was 1977 for the Marshall Tucker Band and Heard It in a Love Song. Well, this was Marshall Tucker Band's biggest hit on the pop charts, and it remains their best-remembered song. It was written by Toy Caldwell, who died of heart failure in 1993. He was the band's guitarist and wrote most of their songs. His wife, Abby Caldwell, has said that he didn't read music. He just played it by ear. She said he jotted down the words on any piece of paper that was available. Hit number four was 1989. Number two on the charts for The Cure. It's simply called Love Song. Yeah, Love Song came from their album Disintegration, and the title of the song is widely disputed whether it should be written as Love Song, one word, or Love Song, written as two words, and it varies on many of the official Cure releases. The artwork for the album Disintegration uses both. Love Song, two words, is on the track listing, and Love Song, one word, is on the lyrics sheet, and there are similar discrepancies on other releases, including their greatest hits album. The song, by the way, was written by Robert Smith, who is the lead singer and principal songwriter for The Cure. He originally wrote the song for his longtime girlfriend, who at that point was his fiancée. Her name was Mary, as he wrote it as a wedding present. And the good news, they are still married. And hit number five from 2007 shares the same name as our previous hit. It's Sarah Bareilles with her song called Love Song.
You see, I'm not gonna write you a love song, 'cause you tell me it's make or break.
Well, it came from Sarah Bareilles' album titled Little Voice, which became the most downloaded album on iTunes in July of 2007, and as a result, Sarah Bareilles' music went from having a relatively small following to a national exposure within a very short period of time. In an interview with Bareilles, she commented on the popularity of the song. She said, quote, "Honestly, I don't know what it is about Love Song that's catching on with everyone." She said that she thinks it's just a cool and sassy up-tempo tune. In another interview, she said that Love Song came out of her own frustration about trying to please someone else with her music. She said she really put a lot of pressure on herself and got way too caught up in what other people wanted. She said that that was not why she was writing music. And there you have it. Those are our five songs and a little bit of trivia about each one. You obviously figured out what our Valentine's Day clue was, and it's the words Love Song. We heard from Three Dog Night with their old-fashioned love song, Paul McCartney and Wings' silly love songs, the Marshall Tucker Band heard it in a love song, and then from Sarah Bareilles and The Cure, two different songs, both named Love Songs. And that will put a wrap on it for this edition of the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and downloading us. Your comments are always appreciated. You can find us at jimradio@gmail.com. Show notes are on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. Follow me on Twitter. It's Jim Driscoll, easy to find. And we'll see you next time when we do it again on the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge Podcast.